Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm here at the annual Ascend Conference, which is Apple Leisure Group Vacations' annual conference, first live in a couple of years now. I'm here with Ray Snitsky, who's the group president for Apple Leisure Group Vacations. We're going to talk to him about the company, the recent acquisition by Hyatt, this conference, and all the great things that are happening with Apple Leisure Group Vacations. And this is Insider Travel Report. First of all, Ray, it's great to see you live. We've done a few Zooms over the last COVID time, and now we're here together in person. I guess the big question that a lot of people had walking in here, and you've tried to address it here, even though the deal isn't finalized, closed, it's closing in the fourth quarter, is what is going to be the impact of the acquisition by Hyatt of Apple Leisure Group?
Yeah, well, first, tremendous gratitude for you taking the trip and joining us. Thank you very much.
I wouldn't have missed it.
Yeah, James, you're a great friend, and appreciate you taking the time. You know, I think it's just going to be exciting in that, I think that with the renewed interest or heightened interest of some of those large hotel companies in the all-inclusive space, I think it's going to increase the quality of the products and the services. So I'm excited about that. This is a segment that has done really, really well. And I think there's been a kind of a better understanding of the potential of this product now. And some of it is, necessity is the mother of invention, right? Some other segments have had a slower recovery, during that time period. But, I'm excited about learning once the deal is closed. It's not closed yet, but I'm excited about learning how we can work together and use our best unique abilities for both organizations to grow.
And you've already talked with Mark Hapsalian, who's the CEO of Hyatt, and a few times, and you're going to remain a separate unit within Hyatt, right?
Yes, we are, and I have. I've been in a number of meetings. I've had some one-on-one meetings with Mark as well, and I've just been really impressed with his thoughtfulness and purposefulness and how he organized this, opportunity. And he's been supportive every step of the way. He's even shared that he believes this acquisition will bring Hyatt closer to travel advisors, which I think is fantastic. And so we're all trying to use all of our talents to really create a great combination. And so really looking forward to what's going to come.
And I think you mentioned that this is, you've been for about 8-9 years, you've been owned by some investment firms. You're owned by Bain Capital and then KKR, or the reverse, I should say. Recently it was KKR. I should remember that. It's hard to keep track.
KSL.
KKR and KSL.
Started with Bain Capital, and then they sold to KKR and KSL. And then Hyatt is now.
So you have a new home and probably a permanent home.
We do. We have a new home. And obviously the private equity markets are built in a way where there's generally an end game that happens. And so generally private equity doesn't stay in a company for 20 years or so. And so we knew that was going to transition at some time. So I think what's exciting is we have our final home.
Yeah, and it's a good one. It's a travel entity, right?
It's a travel entity, and it's a company with a lot of really talented people and some great brands. And most importantly, one of the things I love about the company is their strive to have people be the best version of themselves. And doing that for customers and their team members and so forth. So really exciting about what's to come. And all my interaction with the team has been fantastic and energizing. They've welcomed our discussions and so forth from just a very high level coordination plan. Obviously we're not doing anything, any kind of work until the close happens, but it's been really
but
great.
But you already have plans. You're already thinking about what you're going to do right after.
Yeah, we're just thinking about, what do we do when it closes and what's our prioritization day one and those kinds of things.
Now, let's get into the question about the pandemic. How have you recovered as a company from the pandemic? We're not out of it yet, but we're getting close, we hope. And certainly the sales figures, and we'll talk about those, show that things are getting better. But what have you done during the pandemic to make Apple Leisure Group Vacations a better company?
Yeah, I think, most people will look at 2020 and think about some bad things. And I'll look at 2020 of some of the most inspirational engagement I've had with people in my entire career. Whether that be our own team, who really stepped up and really performed in an outstanding manner, the advisors, the suppliers. It was really a holistic, what do we all need to do together? It was a lot less about competition. It was more about what do we do to get us through this? What are our best practices going to be? And, for me, it was very clear, there's no playbook for going through something like this. And so, we started with a formula that really helped us guide ourselves through, and that was we started with clarity. Every team member knew exactly what was expected of them in their role, exactly what their priorities were. We actually went through a very extended exercise where people had to write down what they're not going to do. right? There were things we had to put to the side. And clarity, when someone really knows exactly what's expected of them and how they're going to be measured, it creates energy. And so we had an energetic team. There was really no time for wallowing and saying how tough the world is. That energy inspired action. And so we were very, very engaged in the marketplace. We did 135 different marketing campaigns, you know, during the pandemic. We did a virtual Ascend last year when there was nothing else happening in the marketplace. We needed to bring people content and confidence. And we were leaders in bringing travel advisors to destinations. We brought thousands of travel advisors to destinations in our incentive trips, you know, during the spring. And then right now we're sitting here, which is kind of the pinnacle of the recovery.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We have everyone face to face. And, you know, this is a people business. This is a relationship business. And so getting people face to face, many of these advisors, this might have been their first trip. And so getting,
I have talked to a few, and it was there for, which somewhat surprising, because they've been able to travel and do fam trips and things in the past. Basically, you offered that.
Right, exactly. And so getting people together and coming up with the ability to provide them content. You know, 75% of our workshops had nothing to do with selling Apple Leisure Group. It was about helping them be better, helping them get tools that they maybe didn't have exposure to on their own. And, you know, I'm really behind at this stage of my career, helping others be the best version of themselves and using the leverage and resources that we have to enable that.
Now, but that this didn't come out with a few blips. I think you tell a story on stage about how when the U.S. put in the requirement that you had to test before returning home from vacation, and you're sitting down there thinking, oh my God, how are we going to do this? And so, but you did, you addressed it, right?
You know what, and once again, a great example. When that was first shared, I think it was January 12th, they said effective January 26th, so it wasn't a real big window. We were going to have to require a negative test. And, you know, all I had heard is that 35, 40% of the people were asymptomatic and so forth. So for the first time, I felt there were some things that were out of our control. And you know, I expected there'd be horrible news stories about people being positive. But we didn't have a choice of sitting and feeling sorry for ourselves. So we rallied with the hotel community and said, look, we've got to find a solution to this. Within days, we came up with a program that was a healthcare professional in the resort. You know, let's face it, having a bunch of U.S. citizens jump in a cab or get on a bus to go to a healthcare facility somewhere in town was never going to work,
no.
Right? And so they had to have professionalism and confidence there, and they did that with the healthcare programs. We actually, the hoteliers provided a complimentary stay in the unlikely event that you became positive. You know, I shared the funny story with you. Our first three positive cases were some young guys enjoying life, and they said, are you really going to pay for my room for the next 14 days? I hope I'm positive 14 days from now. It was less about, I think people were less concerned about getting sick and more concerned about the inconvenience and the cost.
Right.
And then we did other things to support that, where we increased our travel protection for during travel from $500 to $3,000 per person without any increase to the customer. So now we had a real solution. We had a solution that we could promote and share and build confidence in. And that really saved, you know, in my opinion, saved 2021.
And I think you said there was some kind of, if you're down here in Cancun, the amount of positive cases was some kind of 0.013,
yeah.
Very low.
And so once again, things that I, you know, when I shared how inspired I'll remember 2020 is with really difficult financial circumstances, hoteliers didn't cut any corners at all. They made sure that the safety and sanitation protocols were in place, and it resulted in our first million customers coming back into the country, we have a positivity rate of 0.033 of 1%. So
that's not including those who tried to pay to be positive so they could stay later.
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly. They're not included in that. So
now let's talk about something else. Obviously, over the years, as you came together as a company with the acquisition of Mark Travel, before that Travel Impressions, you know, to create this really the largest wholesale operation in the United States, you had some issues. You had travel advisors who were upset about the processes that were happening in terms of the reservations calls, in terms of the group bookings, things like that. But I get a sense, and especially here from the travel advisors here and from what you've been saying, that these problems were solved or on the way to being solved, and you're emerging even stronger.
Oh, no question. I think that, you know, what was underestimated a little bit in the merger with Mark Travel and ALG was it wasn't ALG and Mark Travel merging. each of the ALG businesses were all self-contained, separate companies. So they all had their own reservation system, their own computer system, their own buying teams, and so forth. So it was really four companies merging. Yeah. And so it took a little transition time for that. But at the beginning of 2020, we were really clicking. Times were going really well. We were driving strong business. Our service levels were well. And this is one of the, there's very rare instances where size and scale aren't helpful. But during a black swan pandemic, they're not helpful, right? So we canceled, you know, 1.1 million passengers.
You told that figures. I was amazed. Yeah. And you, and but you got refunds to people, everything.
We did, yeah, of course. And I think it just took a little longer than we would have liked. You know, our service levels were never what we expected during that time period. But, and there's no excuses, but the reality is the perspective of the size and the number that we were working through. But we did things fast and got through it. And as we stand here today, I shared in the conference, our service levels are leading in the industry right now. Our average speed of answer, we're using a lot of transformational tools.
You talked about you're starting to use a lot more artificial intelligence item, AI, and you're really, you partnered with some new companies that can provide you with those services that for your reservation agents, it's going to make it a lot easier.
It will, and I think that when I look at that, the improvements we've made by using bots and artificial intelligence and better things to get more information and content to advisors and our team members to try and solve problems. You know, 29.3% of all of our interactions in the contact center in September were digital. And wow. So that allows us.
So you're doing chat and all kinds of things.
Chat, yeah. You know, text, all kinds of different things, you know, email. And that's allowing us to, this isn't about reducing team members. It's about letting them focus on more complex, higher revenue generating topics versus right. What they had been. So we're sitting here today with fantastic numbers, and the more we continue to invest in transformation and efficiencies, because it's really, it's not a destination, it's a journey. And I'm a firm believer of that old phrase, whether you're the lion or the gazelle, you have to get up every day and run for your life. And so we're going to continue to invest in transformation and technology and efficiencies, and I think that'll create a great opportunity for us and our partners.
Now, of course, the rub is sales. Now, what do sales look like both for this year, for 2021, and then into 2022? Because I think everybody's thinking 22 is going to be gangbusters, but you've actually done pretty well for 21.
Yeah, 21 is, if you would have told me 1 year ago that this is what was going to happen in 21, I would have thought you were overly optimistic. But by doing the things we've chatted about and by really being engaged, I believe we've created an environment where we've taken a lot of market share from some competitors. Our volumes, we're probably going to be about 700,000 passengers above what we forecasted last November for 2021. So that's worked very well with a lot of focus on efficiencies and transformation. We've had margin expansion by being more efficient from an operating expense standpoint. And, you know, right now, for 2022, we have more groups on the books than we had all booked and traveled in 2021 at this stage. And we're not even into the peak group part of the business. So really working on different tools and engaging folks and really, getting some great results.
So you think 2022, you're going to be maybe surpassing 2019 levels, maybe?
Oh, yeah. I mean, from a performance standpoint, we've exceeded 2019 this year. And so I think moving forward, I think what we're going to try to do is just be as dynamic and adaptable, because I wish I could tell you what the booking window was going to be next year, and I wish I would tell you, is it going to go back to what it was with the seasonality? Will there be a surge in the second quarter? I mean, those are all things that are hard to really predict these days, but we do everything with data-driven decisions and making sure that we see, and the close-in booking window has been one of the most shocking things I've seen. People booking higher-end product, there's been times we've had 50% of our bookings be within 45 days, and that's unheard of.
Well, they want to get back traveling. That's the thing.
They do. And so that's the part, too. The customer has been very resilient, and we want to continue to make things easier for them to go have their memorable vacations.
And that's all important. Now, what can travel advisors look forward to from Apple Leisure Group Vacations for the future, for the rest of this year and for into 2022?
Sure. So once again, really investing in the tools that they use, so giving them really great content. We've had all kinds of marketing programs and travel logs and travel blogs and our ALGV 360 marketing suite of products so that they can be professional in sharing their marketing content with their customers. We're making continued investments in the VAX platform to give them more flexibility, more ability to be in control of self-servicing and modifications. And we're continuing to do programs. There's going to be a new program that's coming out. We had the Year of the Travel Advisor in 2021, which was a smashing success for us. And now there'll be a new program called ask an advisor. And so more to come on that, but it's really exciting to, they are a focal point of what we do, and we wake up every day trying to find ways to make them better.
Anything else you want to tell our 90,000 travel advisors out there about Appalachia Group Vacations today?
I want to say thank you. I have tremendous gratitude for your support and collaboration, and we're going to work very hard and smart every day for both of us to continue to grow and be successful. So thank you very much, and hopefully see you around somewhere throughout the year.
Absolutely, as we see you're, well, thank you very much, Ray, for inviting me down here. Great to see you live. We've seen each other on Zoom and a few places. We actually have seen each other live a few places.
That's
but
right.
Not too many. But it's great to be down here in Cancun. I'm looking forward to next year, looking forward to a great year. And congratulations both on getting through this pandemic, getting emerging stronger, and, of course, congratulations on the Hyatt deal.
Thank you very much, James. You've always been a good friend, and we have tremendous gratitude for you. So thank you.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.